The New England Patriots ended their regular season yesterday in Miami with a 33-24 loss to the Dolphins. Now the playoffs start and the Pats will face a familiar opponent. Joining us to talk more about this is ESPN's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's start with yesterday's game. It was just about 9 minutes in and the Patriots were already down 14-0. Tell us what happened.
Well, this was a disappointment for the Patriots. They had talked about wanting to enter the playoffs playing their best football, and this wasn't it. They kicked off to the Dolphins, and on the first possession, the Dolphins marched right down the field to score a touchdown. And then when the Patriots got the ball for the first time, their rookie quarterback, Mac Jones, threw an interception that the Dolphins returned for a touchdown. Next thing you know, the Patriots were down 14-0.
How much do you think we should read into this last game going into the playoffs?
Well, so the Patriots wanted to really come out and play their best game, and they didn't. And the one thing I would say is, in the NFL, 1 week usually doesn't translate to the next. It would not shock me if the Patriots came out and played a better game next week. So it's hard to really say that the Patriots will lose next week because of what they did in this last game. But it's also hard to have much confidence in them. It's been sort of up and down for them all year.
Saturday night, the Patriots will take on the Bills in Buffalo in the first round of the playoffs. These teams split their two meetings this season. How do you see it going?
So this is going to be a tough matchup for the Patriots. The Bills are favored to win the game. And the first thing I would say is the environment in Orchard Park, New York, should be electric. The fans there are just so passionate for the Bills. And we saw that on December 6th when the Patriots first visited there in that crazy wind that they had, the gusts of almost 50 miles per hour in that game. So the environment, the weather, and a tough team. It's going to be a formidable task for the Patriots.
Are there any key injuries for the Patriots we should be worried about?
So there are some key injuries. One of their young defensive tackles, Christian Barmore, was injured late in yesterday's game. He was carted off the field, and he was very emotional as we saw him on the back of the cart as we waited to go in for post-game interviews. And left tackle Isaiah Wynn, the blindside protector of young quarterback Mac Jones, left the game with an ankle injury. His status will bear monitoring. And then you have a couple key other defenders, linebacker Dante Hightower and safety Kyle Duggar, who didn't play in yesterday's season finale. We'll see if they'll be ready to go for this game.
Overall, the season has been kind of up and down. The Patriots started kind of poorly. Then they won 7 games in a row. Then they limped to the finish line. Which team do you think will show up on Saturday?
And that's the question that everyone's asking. Will the real Patriots please stand up and show us who you are? In a lot of ways, the reason the Patriots have had that type of season is they have a young quarterback in Mac Jones. It's rare for any team with a rookie quarterback to actually be playing in the playoffs. So I think understanding that there's a roller coaster that teams with young quarterbacks are riding anytime, we don't know. And that's why everyone will be tuning in Saturday night to see which Patriots team will show up.
Okay, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. What do you predict? Who do you predict will meet in the Super Bowl next month?
So these are always hard questions to answer. I would pick Tennessee coming out of the AFC, the Patriots bracket. They're the top seed. They're the only team that gets a playoff bye. And I guess, and I don't truly believe this, but I have a little bit of a saying that I never bet against Tom Brady, because he's proven me wrong so many times in the past. So I'll pick Tampa Bay, even though I don't think Tom Brady's team is as potent as they were at this time last year. Let's say Tennessee versus Tampa Bay would be my prediction at the moment.
Okay. Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPN, thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition. We really appreciate it.
It's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.